is it that time already? Wow, is that time already? Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord. Father, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving, with hearts of praise. We thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for getting us up in our right minds, oh Lord. We thank you for you hold this day. Oh Lord, we thank you for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the D.H. De Leon family. Father, we thank you that they had a vision and they held on to the vision of this call. Father, we thank you and ask that you continue to bless them, that you be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, and that favor just overtakes them. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us here on the call this morning. Father, we ask that you continue to be with Minister Benita and her entire family. Oh, God, that you just massage their hearts, Lord, and be everything they need you to be during this time. And we thank you, Lord, for the life of Mother Vivian. And we thank you that she is now at home with you, resting and rejoicing, oh, God, sitting at your feet. And now, dear God, we just ask that you be with the speaker. Lord, that you continue to put a word in the speaker that we need to hear today. All of you and none of the speaker, Lord. And we ask, God, that we just check everything at the door, that we have ears that are ready to receive the word of God. And, Father, that we are nourished by it so that we can go out and be a blessing to someone else. Now, we bind Satan in Jesus' name because he nor any of his cohorts is welcome on this call. And we are commanding and declaring that this call will go forth with clarity. And we give you praise and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day, but stay, don't go yet, because we want to hear the word. Okay, host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating everyone, greeting with such a joy in your heart and the love of God in you. And I want to say I love you too, sister. And I love all of you, TMC family. So good to have you on the call this morning and say welcome, welcome, welcome on this Tuesday morning to the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I live here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. Now, if this is your first time being here on the Master's Call, we want to say a special welcome to you. And we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, we call this our telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you, Minister Benita, for giving us that slogan, telecommunications sanctuary. We're so grateful that this call started back in 2010 through two anointed and appointed, I tell you, phenomenal women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. We're so grateful that this call was established on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And guess what? We have had non-believers get on here, and I tell you, just give their lives to the Lord. So we're so grateful to God for him using this call as such a time to glorify his name. Now, of course, we invite you to invite your family, your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers, your neighbors, and tell them it's a wonderful way to start their day. We also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You'll see all the messages have been archived there on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And this year, our theme is, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we definitely want you to be a part with us because we have such a good time. We love on one another. We pray with one another. And, of course, we pray for you. But you may want to greet as such as Minister Willa did so wonderfully. You may want to host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your praise reports as well as your prayer requests to the same place, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, we are so thankful that this call really was created because of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, and we're under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we're so thankful that God is using this company and using the products as well as using us to be the ministers in the marketplace to share with so many people what these products are doing to help restore the health of many. And I call them the best products on this side of heaven, because I definitely believe they are. We have such wonderful testimonies. Now, if you want to know more about this company, you could get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on the new Morning Motivational Call, which is held right after this call, and today is Presidential Tuesday. We always give vital information, and we always get, rather, vital information on the products and what they're doing and with testimonies. I tell you, so much information. So go to that call. It's 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, briefly, I just want to share with you guys that we have our dear beloved Benita Cates, whose mother transitioned, and I want to share with you, you may be on the East Coast. Her mother's name is Vivian Olivia Cates, and they will be having the visitation. It's coming Friday, May 12th at 11 a.m. to 12 at the Woody Home for Services. The address is 163 Oakwood Avenue, Orange, New Jersey. And then the service will be at 12 noon at the same place. So you can send your love, your prayers, and always keep her and her family in prayers. And we love you, Benita, and we thank you for being a part of the Master's Call. Now I'm going to get out of the way and introduce you to a man of God who has been such a blessing to the masses. And I tell you, he is our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. He is a baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. Isn't that a blessing? His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and the community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I tell you, he's a man of God. He's our brother. He's a phenomenal preacher of the gospel. And we're so pleased that he is a part of the Master's Call, and I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Pastor Everett Thomas of Detroit, Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
God bless your heart. To God be the glory. Thank you for such a warm introduction. God bless you, Sister Willa, for opening up, and Sister Brenda, you're doing an excellent job. God bless both of you. And good morning to my TMC family. It is an honor and a privilege and blessing to be able to share with you this morning. And we're going to invite your attention to Romans chapter 8. Looking at the first 13 verses, I'm reading from the New Century Version. And it goes like this. So now those who are in Christ Jesus are not judged guilty. I am not judged guilty because in Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit that brings life may be free. It may be free from the law that brings sin and death. The law was without power because the law was made weak by our sinful selves. But God did what the law could not do. He sent his own Son to earth with the same human life that others use for sin. He sent his Son to be an offering to pay for sin. So God used a human life to destroy sin. He did this so that we could be right as the law said we must be. Now we do not live following our sinful selves, but we live following the Spirit. Those who live following their sinful selves think only about things that their sinful selves want. But those who live following the Spirit are thinking about the things that the Spirit wants them to do. If a person's thinking is controlled by his sinful self, then there is death. But if his thinking is controlled by the Spirit, then there is life and peace. This is true because if a person's thinking is controlled by his sinful self, then he is against God. He refuses to obey God's law. And really, he is not able to obey God's law. Those people who are ruled by their sinful selves cannot please God. But you are not ruled by your sinful selves. You are ruled by the Spirit, if that Spirit of God really lives in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, then he does not belong to Christ. Your body will always be dead because of sin, but if Christ is in you, then the Spirit gives you life because Christ made you right with God. God raised Jesus from death, and if God's Spirit is living in you, then he will also give life to your bodies that died. God is the one who raised Christ from death, and he will give life through his Spirit that lives in you. So, my brothers, we must not be ruled by our sinful selves. We must not live the way our sinful selves want. If you use your lives to do the wrong things your sinful selves want, then you will die spiritually. But if you use the Spirit's help to stop doing the wrong things you do with your body, then you will have true life. First 13 verses of Romans chapter 8. Amen. For the New Century Version. The overall focus is living God's way, but our topic this morning is living the victorious Christian life, or victorious living. I believe that many Christians are not living victoriously because they really don't understand what they have on the inside. Truly, if we are born again, we do have the Spirit of the living God. So I believe, and this is how I see it, that once we are transformed, of course, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I know it's a process, I understand, but we are no longer sinners. Amen. We are now saints. Either you're going to be a saint or you're a sinner. A sinner habitually practices sin, and that's a lifestyle that I believe a sinner lives. Not to say that once we become saints that we never, ever sin again, but that's not our nature any longer. We are new creatures. Am I coming through? Amen. I know some of us, we have the philosophy or the belief system that we are sinners saved by grace. And that's the what some are teaching and preaching, but no longer we are sinners. I know the word says all have sinned, passes. We have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we are no longer sinners. We are saints. I hope you got that point. So to live a victorious Christian life, we have to first rely on the Holy Spirit. We must understand that the Spirit gives us power to live the life that God has called us to live. So we have to understand that it's not by our own strength, but it's by the power that God has given us through His Spirit, as we look at Romans 8:1-4. So even if we are part of the family of God and we stumble in our Christian walk, God does not kick us out. He doesn't say, well, you no longer are a part of our family anymore because you messed up. No, we are still His promised family. We're still His children. Amen. But he does help us by having His word to convict us and saying, well, if you confess your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So we do have the Spirit of God to enable us to live a victorious life. Not only do we have the Holy Spirit, amen, but we do also have a mindset that refuses a sinful life. If our mind is not changed, if we don't renew our mind, we're caught up in this behavior that lives after the flesh. Amen. So we have to understand that God has given us a mindset of a change of mind, a change of direction. So a sinful mindset is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, Romans 8:6. So choosing a sinful mindset is death emotionally and spiritually. There will be no true happiness or joy, and it ends with spiritual death. However, choosing to be led by the Holy Spirit, in other words, controlling our mind, leads to real life and real peace. Real life and peace means we have a divine purpose for living. And unless we are controlled by the Holy Spirit, possessions, positions, and property don't bring fulfillment and happiness. They bring delusion, depression, and spiritual death. So our old nature doesn't want to submit to God because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God, Romans 8:7-8. The carnal mind can't please God because it is only concerned with self-gratification and self-glorification, which lead to self-destruction. Amen. So we have to understand that there is a sinful nature, a fleshy nature, and it's also a spirit-filled nature, and understand that we cannot please God in the flesh. So we realize that to be a victorious in living, we have to first rely on the Holy Spirit. Secondly, we have to understand that we have to have a mindset that desires to live a life free of sin. Now, thirdly, we have to review our fruit. God expects us to be fruitful in living God's way. And so this means that we have God's Spirit living in us, empowering us to live God's way. And on the other hand, we have the Spirit of God that will help us to live as Christ would have us to live. So the person who gives no evidence of the presence, power, and person of the Holy Spirit, who has no inclination to avoid sin or has no passion to live God's way, is not indwelt by the Holy Spirit. That means he or she does not belong to Christ. So just because a person goes to church and participate in church activities does not necessarily mean that they are indeed a Christian. Because somebody spends time in a garage don't make that person a car, does it? So we have to understand and bear fruit. And, of course, the Word of God tells us that we know the tree by its fruit. Amen. So So we have to understand that we have to be fruit bearers. And also, fourthly, we must resist temptation. Oh, yeah, temptation is going to be a part of our life till we leave here. But because temptation comes does not mean we have to fall for it. It's temptation. Amen. You got that? Temptation is going to come. We don't have to fall for it. Even if Christ be in us, in the person of the Holy Spirit, our bodies are dead because of sin, which means our bodies will die because of sin, Romans 8:10. However, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelt in you. 8:11 of Romans. This means the same power that raised up Christ from the dead will one day resurrect our mortal bodies. The same power is inside us now and gives us the power to live a victorious life. Wow. So we can live a life that's victorious. We're not just saints, or I guess the songwriter says, in the way of we're only forgiving sinners, but we are saints. And even though we may fall down, we get up, what have you. But I believe we don't have to live a life where we're sometimes up, sometimes down, almost level to the ground. We can live a victorious life. Now, don't take it that Reverend Thomas is saying we can be perfect, okay? But the perfect one lives inside of us. And if we allow ourselves to be the glove and he be the hand, in control of us, we can really, really succeed, amen, to live a victorious life. Now, I'm really passionate about the scripture. We find in Galatians 2:20, it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So there's a life that we live before Christ. There's a life that we live after Christ. Amen. So the life that we live in after Christ should be a life that is full of victory. Come on, somebody. Amen. We don't have to live a life that's just barely making it. We should have experiencing real genuine joy and genuine peace and experiencing genuine love. Amen. That comes through God's Spirit. Amen. So I just wanted to encourage us today, amen, that we don't have to live a life that's shabby. I know a lot of people say, I will go to church, but so many hypocrites there. Amen. So how we represent God really can draw people and say, well, I knew them when they were living a shabby life, but I can see that God has done a work and is doing a work inside of them. Amen. So let's continue to walk, amen, the life of victory. Let's continue to walk, amen, in a way that God is pleased with us, that we will indeed be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Back to you, my dear sister, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that profound message. And yes, I'm sure we can all say we choose to live a victorious life. God bless you. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction at the end of the call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Even before the world was ordained or put into place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you for the word of God that was brought forth to us this day richly, O God. And Lord, we ask, Lord, as we meditate on your word day and night, that we be like the trees planted by rivers of water, bringing forth fruit. Lord, we want to be fruitful in all that we do, not to glorify ourselves, but to glorify you, O Lord. So with that being in mind, Lord, that you have given us the word today, Lord God, to live a victorious life, we ask you, Father, that you bless this man of God who so profoundly gave us a message from you from on high. And let us know, Lord God, that we truly are the people of God, called by your name. And all we have to do is submit ourselves to you. We thank you, Father, for blessing his going out, blessing his coming in, blessing everything that concerns him, oh God. Bless his household, bless his community, his neighborhood, his church, Lord God, every ministry he's affiliated with, Lord God. We thank you for blessing him. We ask you, Lord, that you give him the desires of his heart. And we know, Lord God, that you're protecting them from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, that you're caring forth a word like never before, Lord, as he go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, Lord God, that you are still with him on every step of the way. We ask you, Father, that you minister to our very own Benita Cates and her family, Lord God, that you comfort them and strengthen them through this trying time, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you said you never leave us or forsake us, so we thank you, Father, for being their keeper, for keeping them in perfect peace as they go through this time, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Charlotte Lewis' sister, Emma. We call her healed and whole by the blood of Jesus. We know, Father, that as we stand on your word, that you have the last say, Father God, and you are working everything for the good of those that love you according to your purpose. And we glorify you, Father, for doing the work not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Lord God, we ask you for a special blessing upon Kendra Carter and her body, Father God. We call her healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. By the blood of Jesus, by Jesus' stripes, she is healed. And we thank you, Father, for the strength that you've given her to endure this trying time. Lord God, we ask a special blessing on Dee Lee and her family as they're going through this time, Lord God, where they lost their 15-year-old nephew, Lord God. We know, Father, that your arms are around them, and we thank you in advance for all that you're doing, Lord God. You're working through this situation, Father God, and we ask that you give the family peace like never before. And we give your name the glory and honor and the praise. We ask that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK and all those, Lord, that are on this call. We know, Father God, that artist life is a company that you called into existence. We ask a special blessing upon it. And we thank you, Father, for the anointing that you place on this leadership conference that's coming forth. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this powerful message. Share it with somebody. The number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, we're going to the new morning motivational call, which is coming up right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. You're definitely going to get, I know, some vital information there. And all roads are leading to Houston, Texas, to our Leadership Summit in Houston, Texas, by Hobby Airport. We want to see your face in the place. If you have not registered, you could go in your back office. The tickets will only be $20. Whereas at the door, there will be 25. It's going to be this coming Friday and Saturday. And I'm sorry, May 19th and 20th. I'm jumping ahead of myself. And it's going to be at the Marriott South in by the Hobby Airport on Gulf Freeway. So we look forward to seeing each and every one of you. We're so thankful and grateful that you have joined us this morning. Thank you, Minister Willer, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We glorify God for you. Thank you for that tag. Tell somebody I love you. And we definitely want to say we love each and every one of you. Thank you, Pastor Everett Thomas, for this profound message that you share with us this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Let me pause for first and honor our founders, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you for the opportunity to share on this day. Now to him that's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.